You know, the other night I was listening to the radio and I heard John Tesh, and he gives these little tidbits on his radio show about things that you should know, and he talked about humming and sinus problems.
Ah, and he's of a musical background, so there's a good...
He knows of where he speaks, I guess.
He's made a career of it.
So I did a little bit of research and I found out where he got the information, and an article in the New York Times the end of December. And this is one of those, the claim, true or false.
Right.
Humming can ease sinus problems.
And this is, of course... A timely article for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, when people are dealing with colds, they can also have sinus infections, and sinus infections are not easy to get rid of. And usually, I think they require some kind of antibiotic. But they afflict more than 37 million people each year, Americans each year, and they generally occur when the lining of the sinus becomes inflamed. And it traps air and other secretions and leads to pain, headaches, and congestion. Because the inflammation is caused by upper respiratory infections, people with asthma and allergies are more vulnerable than others to chronic sinusitis.
And the way to do that is to keep them healthy, is to have good ventilation.
Right. And you've got to keep air flowing smoothly between the sinuses and the nasal cavities. And how do you do that? And they say humming. So you hum a tune.
So we'll all be humming in our offices from this point forward.
Right. And what they found was there was an article in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. They examined this by comparing airflow in people when they hummed and when they quietly exhaled. Specifically, they looked to see if humming led to greater levels of exhaled nitric oxide, which is a gas produced in the sinuses.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Pitous. She's Dawn Del Greco. He's John Perry. We are talking about intelligent aging lessons for life.
Ultimately, nitric oxides during humming rose 15-fold. And another study that was done in Europe found a similar effect. Humming resulted in a large increase in nasal nitric oxide.
I think humming in general might be a nice way to improve your mood as well, Dennis.
It could.
So we'll have our own singing group in our office.
All right.
Please subscribe, recommend, and visit our website, healthyagingshow.com. Thanks for joining us at the Healthy Aging Show.